You would first feel my fingers laced into your hair, then grab your head and pull in your lips slowly to me, stopping just inches from mine. Just as we share one breath before our kiss, you would feel me pull your head back by your hair and my other forearm pressed against your throat. Your moment's confusion ends when you hit the wall behind you, hard. Then you finally feel my lips, but they are not gentle. They are hot and hungry, starved to taste and consume you. My hand replaces my forearm at your throat, and my other escapes from your hair to grab your wrist and hold you as my body presses forward, pinning you to the wall, helpless. Your head buzzing with excitement. You can't quite hear what I'm saying, but you see my lips moving, and you recognize the set of my jaw and know that I'm speaking commands now. You focus long enough to hear the words, "Take them off," and you know what I want. Your pants and panties will only be in the way now. With one hand, you undo the buttons, loosening your jeans and then wiggling your hips to get them and your panties off and out of the way. I growl, watching you. You hear my next command, "Touch yourself," and your hand reflexively moves between your legs to that oh-so-sweet wetness that you teased me with in the first place. You feel my hand on your throat tighten slightly with excitement. Wanting more, you plunge your fingers deep inside and let out a gasp. Catching you just at the end of your breath, I squeeze hard, choking you now, your fingers never stopping, your vision blurring. And then my fingers relax on your throat, but you can still feel them hot on your skin. Your breath is almost a sob. You are so close. And then my next words find your ears. "Take off my belt." As I release your other hand, excitement replaces frustration as you fumble with the buckles, fingers shaking. Pulling the leather through the loops, you hear that delicious sound. Looking into my eyes, you hand me the belt, expectant. And I delight to see the surprise in your eyes when I tell you to turn around and put your hands behind you. With three quick loops, I have your hands bound, and I turn you by your shoulders to face me, forcing you back against the wall. Then I bend down, and I pick up your panties from the floor. My lips are on yours again, and you feel the soft cotton encircle your throat. My kisses get deeper as your panties tighten around your neck, and you are slipping backwards towards ecstasy again. Getting a firm grip on your panties behind your neck with one hand, my other slides down your body to find you wet and waiting. My lips leave yours and go to your ear as I press you hard against the wall, and my fingers slide deep inside you. You hear my first words as the growl they come out as, my fingers sliding in and out of you, rubbing, pinching as my voice lowers to a whisper as I alternately tell you of your wondrous beauty and your sinful sluttiness. Feeling your resistance for the former and the embrace of the latter. And I keep going faster, more intensely, tighter, holding you there until you do not resist anymore, so that all of me is filling you, my fingers, my words, and the last words you remember are "come for